This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Ibupreneur is an online marketplace that connects and empowers mothers into micro-entrepreneurship by providing them a platform to sell traditional premium homemade recipes. It targets specifically single, unemployed B40 or retired mothers with low EPF levels. I'm here with one of the co-founders, Ida Zunaidi. Good morning, Ida.
Good morning, Frida.
Okay, why a social enterprise that connects and empowers mothers?
So we were born in July 2019 with an actual delicate root cause because the team and I, we observed the people close to us, relatives, aunties that were capable of so much, had talents that we wanted to just share with the community. So there was an initial gap that they don't have the access to business opportunities beyond their neighbors or their occasional selling asar malam. So according to a study by Selangor Women Empowerment Institute, 49% of single or vulnerable mothers normally rely on these daily wage.
Right.
And as millennials, we're gearing the power of e-commerce nowadays, right? With technology and social media. So that's where we join hand in hand.
Right.
With 4 mothers in our pilot project, now we have 21 mothers. And
wow.
We've seen how they're now more independent, not only as an individual, but as a figure to their family, because they set a role to their children, boys and girls, what it takes to be in entrepreneurship, resilience, and also emotional intelligence. So that's when we thought, okay, mothers is a source that we need to empower in a family.
Right. And I think like a lot of times when you talk of your 21 mothers, you were saying,
mm-hmm. Yes.
So most of them are single moms.
Yes. B40 right. Mothers. They're also breadwinners supporting their husbands.
Okay. So you got together with your 2 other co-founders.
That's right.
Right. How did the 3 of you suddenly get together to do this?
So interesting story. We were strangers from completely different background, but now we're ultimate friends. We cannot live without each other.
Besties.
Yeah. We united in a leadership program. It's an initiative by McKinsey & Co. in 2019. Then we proceeded with Magic's University Startup Challenge. That's where we really grew.
Ah.
Yeah, because we secured our second round of funds at a substantial amount. That's where we were really able to grow and sustain because we had an inflow of working capital to help us generate more revenues and for our mothers and to sustain as well.
Right. So, okay, working with Magic, right? You got the funds. What did you all do with that, right? When you that journey with Magic?
Magic really opened, they played a big role in our growth because they opened a lot of doors, I would say, in 3 ways. One, when we had the working capital that they gave us, they still showed continuous support via initiatives like Buy for Impact, which they've set up in RexKL, on Lazada platform as well. And last 2 months, they've launched a procurement with government. So governments can buy from social enterprise that provides consistent income.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, they helped connect us with impact investors. And lastly, they launched a matching one-to-one Simpangena grant for Mosty for social enterprise to raise more funds. So because of that, we are now super independent, operating on our active P&L without relying on donations, you know?
Ah, right. Yeah. So it runs like, and that's the goal, right? To run like a social enterprise for it to be sustainable, mm-hmm. and it functions on its own. So what was it like trying to get the mothers on board? Was it easy?
I wouldn't say it's easy, but we've had great partnerships. For example, first we collaborated with Sunway Education Group because they have a database of B40 mothers. And together with them, we ran a social kitchen concept where we trained the mothers. So through that, we can also identify mothers with talents, resilience to run micro-entrepreneurship. Then we onboard them. That's one way. Second partnership was with like MBPJ or MB Lamapantai. So within their PPR, they recognize some mothers have talents. Then we screen and we try to onboard them, provide more income.
Right. Do you find that sometimes working with these mothers, right, it's also mindset that sometimes, you know, it's that would be a bigger challenge rather than, you know, in getting them on board?
Definitely. That's part of the challenge. The co-founders and I face it every day, but we know that when we signed up for this, that's a challenge that we have to take on because our goal is we want to make sure they're financially independent. But to reach that, in business journey itself, it's a lot of downfall. It's a lot of emotions. It's a lot of people challenge. So we do our best to listen.
Can you share a story, you know, like how, you know, this is good for you, this is good for you, but they you know, I mean, so it's, you know, there seems to be a barrier, right? We could be speaking the same lingo. We could be seeing that, but just that meeting of minds.
Yeah, so we try to be as objective as we can. For example, if one mom comes to us, my son is sick, I really need financial, so she needs 3,000. So we say, look, let's do this together because our aim is to empower. Our goal is to make sure each mom earns 2,005. But the added value we will bring in is we will find a contract for you where you need that 3,000 ringgit. Are you able to meet that demand? So we put a figure to how we can reach our goal because we cannot just be sitting there and say, oh, sorry, Ta, I'm so sorry going through this, but you know what? Let's do it together. Let's make it tangible. We're very result and goal driven.
Right. And it's easy, right? When they say, you know, we don't want to give them a fish, right? We want to teach them how to fish.
Yes.
Right. So what's your role in managing Ibopreneur? Do mothers have full control over what they sell or do you have a say in what they sell?
I'm the team lead. I oversee impact assessment in mothers' economic welfare. And I also help to build strategic partnership and business development. So I'm on the ground finding accounts, contracts for the mom, so we can bring in added value for our B2B customers, like Mandarin Oriental Hotel, cafes and corporate. So mothers have full control because we want to empower them. As long as they pass the product development and quality control stage. So when we validate opportunities with customers, we match with which mother has the talent and resilience. Yeah, for example, like Mandarin Oriental Hotel, they value local heritage. So we have a mom that makes local cake lapis and then we tweak it, the flavors, and innovate how MO wants it. So we'd say, hey, you're capable. So we'll match you to that contract.
Right. Okay. So there's you and then there's Wong Wei Chi and Ming Chi To, right? So what do each of you do in running this business?
So we're very diversified because we need to act as a team. In the beginning, we weren't as structured, but that's where Magic and like McKinsey came in to help structure us. So I look at impact assessment and build relationships. Wei Chi is our finance and legal. So she looks at financial viability and legal matters because, you know, I'm pushing impact, but then she also say, hey, Ida, we cannot be like a super savior if we're going to keep spending on the moms. We don't have financial sustainability. So I really value her in that sense. And then Ming Chi, she's our tech officer. She's the one that's handling communications B2C online. She does the website. And then she also does like purchasing if we have like procurement, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, we always need the accountant and the lawyer. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about how, you know, you started in July 2019 and of course the pandemic, right? What happened then? We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Ida Zunaidi from Ibopreneur. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Ida Zunaidi from Ibupreneur. It's an online marketplace that connects and empowers mothers into micro-entrepreneurship by providing them a platform to sell traditional premium homemade recipes. Now, so you started this in July 2019. So you're out there trying to get deals, contracts, and hotels and what have you. And then, bam, last year, what did you do?
Well, actually, you know, the pandemic has been a silver lining because I felt like, you know, the entire social enterprise ecosystem, we felt that awareness to vulnerable community has increased since pre-pandemic because it's more obvious that the lower income group suffers the most to loss of income, job, no savings. So with that, we were able to position ourselves actually in the market. You know, people find added value in sourcing from us because not only it's, you know, for their business purpose, but it's also adding value to their mission.
Okay. So, you know, in your website, it states that the mothers get 60% of the revenue while you guys get 40%. Is there a fixed income for the mothers or is it dependent on the amount of sales made? I guess that would be the way to go.
So there's no fixed income because it does depend on the sales made. But in the past month so far, our revenue has been above 100K to help sustain our mothers from, you know, from the contracts we've secured. So we know our moms are achieving nothing less than 4,000 per mom, which is for them, they're so thankful because before that, they're depending on daily wage, like selling at Sarmalam for 200 ringgit a day, three times a week and stuff like that. Right? Yeah.
And even when they, you know, even if they are somewhat media savvy, somewhat meaning they have WhatsApp and maybe an Instagram, right? There is no cohesive, you know, process, right? Are you guys also on buyforimpact.com? Do you also have your products there?
We have it on Lazada, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And you know, how do you ensure the quality of the products?
So we have a central office. So when the moms bake, they send it there before we ship it out to the end user customer so we can do final round of QC and also to put Ibupreneur on it. But before that, we also conduct training that follows Ministry of Health requirements. We send mothers to food handling course. We conduct regular audit kitchen and product sampling before we can actually say it's qualified to meet our customers' criteria.
Right. And so what kind of products do you have right now online?
So mostly confectionery goods, cookies, cakes, cake lapis, a lot of traditional. We've also ventured into bun cakes. Do you know them?
Oh, no, not really.
So actually, it's traditional German cake.
They're very cool. Okay.
It's that Nordic ware because the moms, they don't want anything so difficult for them to make, but allows them to create like an artwork which they are proud of. So check them out online.
Okay. And of course, you can obviously buy online. That's the idea, right? And do you find, I'm just thinking right now as well, do you actually check on the quality of the work? Do you, you know, occasionally to ensure the standards are always maintained?
Yes, we have to because sometimes in the first year of our operations, we learned that when we don't do that, because we've shifted our model from B2C to B2B because it helps us to bring higher frequency with high price basket. Because not if we do B2C, no one's going to order cakes daily or weekly.
Right.
So that's hard for the consistency of the mom's income. So with that, we have to make sure that along the way, because they're baking at home as well, in the beginning, we did go to the kitchen, make sure what's the process. And with that process, we list down the SOP. And then if the final, because in baking, even if your butter is not defrost at a certain temperature, it changes the outcome of the process.
Is this something you learned doing this?
Yeah, I'm not a baker. I'm like, it's like a learning for baker for me.
Okay, you just buy, right? I'm very good at buying. Someone says I should be, you know, I don't make kueh. I do kueh pile. I just choose what I want, right? You know, so you were saying that you do B2B, right? I just want to clarify. So you were saying that, you know, you were actually working with hotels and all that, but because of the pandemic, that hasn't happened as much. And how, has the shift been a lot more B2C, as you say, that people seem to pay attention to the plight of these people? Has that been more B2C because of this, during this period?
Yes, B2C is available, but our challenge is because we have shortage in manpower as well. That's right. Why we want to focus on B2B, because B2B, they have a brick and mortar and they also have an online channel that it's easy for them to be on Grab, Foodpanda. So with the demand, larger customer base, we become like a distribution concept.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You OEM.
Yeah.
We OEM. Yeah. Right. Okay. So you got to start thinking of OEMing. You know this, right? Okay. So it's probably not their main product, but it's part of their offerings in a particular place, right? So there is no centralized location. The mothers all bake from homes. Okay. So they can still or bake or cook whatever. They can still do it from home and take care of the kids. Is that the idea?
Yes. But we moving forward, because we know the scalability, the moms, some of them want a central kitchen. So that's our goal for 2022, to set up at least a shared co-working space for our Ibus.
Right.
That's under Ibupreneur, because then, you know, we have access to impact investors, you know, we're an entity.
Right, right. And you're open to the idea of someone saying, hey, here's a commercial kitchen. We like to, you know, give this to you for free or for a discount. You were open to that, right?
If they are definitely,
like we'll put it out there, right? Let's talk about putting it out there, right? So Ida, what were you doing before? Is this full time now?
It's a part time, but it's still, we're paying attention to it on a full time basis after work. You know, 7 till 10 p.m. We're looking at opportunities, but I'm a tech consultant by day.
Right.
Yeah. Because we're still young. Like the team, we're still very young. There's a lot of management skills we still want to build. So the corporate also helps.
Right. Right. And I guess so you sort of find that you're able to balance for the three of you, and all of you are still having your full-time employment, but this is a business that you run in between.
Yes, until we know that we have post-pandemic, we have our clear goals, you know, the amount of contracts we need per month, the amount of revenues, profit. Then if we know we can't pay ourselves the same amount that we are earning now, then we're like, okay, let's go full force.
Right. Okay. And it probably might take a while to be able to pay what you're earning now. Okay. Now, so future goals or Ibupreneur, you're looking at a commercial kitchen. What else are you looking at?
We're central kitchen. We're looking to really amp up our sales, because being in the social enterprise ecosystem, a lot of them that don't survive because they don't understand the supply and demand equilibrium.
Right.
We've had a lot of mentors telling us, make sure you have this because, you know, our supply is the beneficiaries. And then, you know, you say that you want to impact them by providing consistent income, but you don't work enough doing the demand side, which is finding, you know, the right accounts or the right projects. So don't try to build up so much of the beneficiaries. Take it one step at a time, because, you know, our model, if we empower one mom with a sufficient contract, they can empower three more women under them, because they also need a team. It comes to a point where they can no longer be a one-man island.
Right.
So that's a basic economic law that we are trying to build for the next year, that each mom has consistent income until we onboard more moms. That's the next goal. So
okay, consistency with, you know, until you find the sort of that magic formula, the consistency with the mothers that you have. And then once you've got that formula, then you can replicate that, right?
Yes.
Now, I think I just want to ask, you know, like, it's like all you and your co-founders are all still full-time employed, right, elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But it also says a lot about your employers, right, that they're supportive of this, right? You know, what's your advice, I guess, to employers who are you know, open to the idea of employees. Look, I know, like, for example, Masala Wheels, right? Kuhan works for Petronas, right? And it, the company is so supportive of Kuhan doing that, right? So what does it say about employers who encourage their employees to do businesses that have a social impact?
It really shows the value of our employers understanding our wellness as well, because this is a contribution to a society. Mm-hmm. And because we are so fresh and we're new, it shows that beyond work, mm-hmm. we are also being whole-rounded. It makes us fulfilled as well.
And I think the skills that you learn running this business, you know, flows back to the work you do.
Definitely. And vice versa too. Yeah. And yeah. It's for the community. If we don't do it, then who, Frida? You know, right. We can't keep blaming, hey, why is our country like this when it's in the power of our own hands.
Right. Why are you personally so interested in this particular plight or this particular cause?
Because I've seen women in my own family, you know, capable of so much, and sometimes external factors as well that happens to families or your spouse. You cannot control this environment. And then when you're left standing alone, it's right. very challenging for them. So when I see when they're my own family, I feel like no one else should go through that. So just one step at a time, if we can make the change, I think it can make a gradual change.
Right. Well, yes. So do check out ibupreneur.com. And do check out what they've got to offer. I'm going to get hold of the cake lapis, I think. I'll be speaking to Ida Zunaidi from Ibupreneur. You've been listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.